Hello all. Welcome to episode 12 of Lone Star. This week we brought back the Achy Breaky Heart Week. And it is the top five, which include Maddie, Russ, Traviata, Beloved, and Faded. And up first tonight is Maddie.
County Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bail. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. Well, I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fight, well now he's got one. He ain't seen me crazy yet. Slap my face and he shook me like a rag doll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm gonna show him what little girl's made of, gunpowder and lead. It's 10:30, another 6-pack in. And I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. He pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time. I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fight, well now he's got one. He ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and he shook me like a rag doll. Show him what little girl's made of, gunpowder and lead, gunpowder and lead.
Okay, so that was Maddie. And with us tonight, Valk and I have brought back Princess Garnet. Oh my god. Woo-hoo. We need to add some class to this show. Because everyone with a British accent is classy.
We should have hung out
and is judging country, so it's ironic. Yes.
Funny, Mom. My mom's here. This is, well, you're on the show right now because we're recording for the show. So you can say hi to everybody on my internet world.
Yes.
You can sing hello if you want.
Mom.
Okay. That was my mom.
She kind of sounds like you.
She does.
No, I don't want you to sing the lead. Well, I mean, it's appropriate because we're doing a country singing show. She's singing Lady Antebellum right now. So it's like, and, okay, goodbye, Mom.
Michelle's mom has the best.
I know, it's like
ever.
Really intense lightning. Yes, and no one answered.
Keep trying.
Okay.
Cameo. Oh.
That was a cameo from my mom. She sings really well, too, but I don't want her on the internet. Anyway.
She can answer shows, and then the legacy can go on to be, like, Richellular 2. I don't know.
Her name's Michelle, so it's kind of funny.
Okay, she can be Michellular. That works. Oh.
I feel bad that this is all on recording. Maddie's probably like, shut up and get to my critique. So, Maddie, I like when Maddie does these high energy songs.
Yeah.
It's funny because this week, I think, in Beloved's email, she was like, I did an upbeat song. And it's funny because she always does, like, ballads. And I guess Maddie stayed with what she always does, so this doesn't make any sense as a story. But what I meant to say was, I would really like to hear Maddie, like, try a really slow ballad. But I don't think this was, like, I'm not sitting here being like, wow, I am so sick of Maddie sounding awesome on these really fast songs.
I think I would suffer, like, energy Maddie withdrawals if she did a ballad. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's true. This was so, like, energetic and really, really good. Like, this song was perfect for Maddie. Like, when I saw the title, I was like, yep, she's gonna rock it. And she totally did. I thought that her timing was a little weird in some places. Like, it sounded just, like, slightly off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, like, if she, when she was singing with, like, the background vocals, it sounded like she was almost going, towards what they were singing, because it didn't sound, like, exactly like the melody, but then, like, Maddie likes to do a lot of those funky, like, you know, Liberty things.
Liberty.
So I wasn't sure if it was, like, her, like, kind of following the background singers, or her doing Liberties. But that being said, I still really loved it. Like, I thought her vocals were solid, and it was super energetic. Valk, what'd you think?
I agree. Yeah, I was really happy when I saw the title to this song, and I was like, yay! My only notes, like, yeah, I really liked your energy and stuff. I have, like, some nitpicky things, like, your voice sounded like it cracked a little on the well in the first verse, and I kind of wish she would have done slides. Like, there's, like, one part in, like, the middle of the second verse. Like, I think the word was, like, in or something. I was kind of hoping you would, like, slide up or something. And then, like, there were a few other spots in, like, the choruses later on. I was kind of hoping you would, like, do some slides or something. You did a little in, like, the end. But I kind of wish you had done a couple more liberties. But that's, like, super, super nitpicking. Like, yeah, this is awesome energy. And your voice sounded awesome on it, but, like, you and the song, it's kind of like, duh, Maddie's gonna sound good on it, so, yeah.
Garnet.
I like this from you, Maddie. Love how you say my name.
Garnet.
I like this from you.
Yeah, that was like, I don't know. Garnet.
Okay. Maddie, I really liked this from you. I thought you had a great energy. The only negative that I had that these two didn't already pick up on was, for me, for you, it seemed a little bit low. Just in the verses, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's because you were singing quite low, but it seemed a little nasal in those places too. Like, you were pushing out the low notes from your nose, like, because you were getting down low like this. And so that's the only thing that I really picked up on, aside from these two. But I did really like it from you. I love when you do this stuff and you've got a great tone for it. So, good job.
Awesome. All right. Sorry for, like, the massively long critique because of my mom. my mom always makes an appearance at least once in every show.
But we've never heard her speak before, so this was exciting.
Oh, yeah. Normally it's me being like, Mom.
Yeah.
So Russ is up next.
All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is the place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. Rosanna's down in Texarkana, wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's in Abilene, she forgot I hung the moon. Allison in Galveston somehow lost her sanity, and Dimples, who now lives in temples, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is the place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. I remember that old Frio River where I learned to swim, but it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. For transcendental meditation, I go there each night. I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding. It's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
Okay, and that was Russ.
Woo.
Russ. Okay, why don't you go first, Val, because I went first last time.
Okay. Continuity on. This was weird, Russ. Like your choruses, like, sounded fine, like, the enunciation-wise. But then, like, your verses, for some reason, you were, like, slurring words hardcore, and it was, like, really hard for me to understand what you were saying and, like, pay attention to what you were saying because I couldn't understand what you were saying in the verses, but then you were speaking clearly on the choruses, so I'm kind of confused as to why, like, it was slurring in the verses, and then the choruses were normal, but it is about exes in Texas, according to the chorus, so I guess that's about it. Your energy also was kind of like, like, I don't know. I thought it could have been a little more performancey, because, like, I don't know. I don't really know what the... This is, like, a weird song choice. I don't, like, know what the emotion was supposed to be, but it, like, didn't really fit for me, and I don't know. Like, your voice sounded good on it, though. I'm, like, baffled. I don't know.
Yeah, it was, like, I kind of felt, like, the emotion... Like, I guess the emotion, like, was, it wasn't, like, playful enough for me.
Yeah.
I think was what it was, for, like, in my opinion. Like, I felt like he was singing it too straight for it to be, like, correct emotionally. What did you think, Garnet?
Kind of going with, like, you and Valk on this one, this sounds mean, but I didn't really get much from the song apart from the fact that you have a lot, according to it, you have a lot of exes living in Texas.
Like, basically.
Yeah, like, for starters, I thought the whole thing was learning, you were, like, peeking, but then you were, like, quiet. That didn't help with, like, the slurring. But that you have vibrato again. Hello?
Hi.
You cut out for a second.
Yeah. We heard, like, it got loud and peaky, and then you said something about vibrato.
Oh, okay. Start again. And also the fact that, like, your vibrato was super heavy. and it wasn't like, I don't know if it was because the song's like a little bit boring, but I think that you could have done a lot more with it, like vocally. You didn't have to just do the same thing. Like, there wasn't a lot of variation in the way that you phrase things to get emotion across and things like that. So it just seemed a little bland to me.
Yeah,
I think bland's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Sometimes.
Yeah, like, I have to agree, like, it felt a little flat for me. Not, like, pitch-wise, but just, like, I didn't feel like you really captured, like, the feeling of this song, personally.
As Simon Cowell would say, you had the you had the hamburger with it, the burger.
What? What does that even mean?
Idol. That performance was like the hamburger. Without the burger, so you just have the bread.
Oh!
How it felt to me. But the Americans were baffled then, too. It's fine.
Oh my god, I love it. Okay, well, we can listen to Traviata now, who submitted, even though she had to get her, like, wisdom teeth out the next day, and, like, her jaw was, like, really hurting her, and all this shenanigans. So, I'm proud of her for submitting.
Yay.
Yay, Traviata.
Today, and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. Got dressed through the mess and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger, riding in the car to work, and I'm trying to ignore the hurt. So I turned on the radio. Stupid song made me think of you. I listened to it for a minute, but then I changed it, getting a little bit stronger, just a little bit stronger. I'm done hoping that we could work it out. I'm done with how it feels, spinning my wheels, letting you drag my heart around and oh, and I'm done thinking you could ever change. I know my heart will never be the same, but I'm telling myself I'll be okay, even on my weakest days. I get a little bit stronger. Doesn't happen overnight, turn around and a month's gone by, and you realize you haven't cried. I'm not giving you an hour or a second or another minute longer. I'm busy getting stronger, and I'm done hoping that we can work it out. I'm done with how it feels, spinning my wheels, letting you drag my heart around it. Oh, that you could ever change. I know my heart will never be the same, but I'm telling myself I'll be okay, even on my weakest days. I get a little bit stronger. I get a little bit stronger. You, baby, I'm better off without you, baby. How does it feel without me, baby? Getting stronger without. spinning my wheels, letting you drag my heart around it all. And I'm done thinking that you could ever change. I know my heart will never be the same, but I'm telling myself I'll be okay, even on my weakest days. I get a little bit stronger. Just a little bit stronger. A little bit stronger. Get a little bit stronger.
Traviata, back Ew. Again. Ew. I mean, not that she, like, was ever gone. I don't know why, but...
She is back from the previous week.
She's returned to us. what did you think, Laura? I don't know why that goes off. I'm sorry.
Traviata, okay. I... decided I like love your voice. I've got a thing for it now, but I love and like it. I know that position, you don't have to have like, oh, am I freaking cutting again?
A little bit. You said I love your voice, a little bit. And then you said I don't know what it is, and then I think that was all we heard.
Yeah, I have to hold my laptop in the ceiling just so you get, I guess, like a phone. What was I even saying? Okay, it probably sounds a bit dumb to say, but it does help when singing country if you have a voice that suits, or like a voice that's adaptable, or a voice that's good for a similar genre, you know? And I feel like you fit into that, and so like you always, to me, like you always sound good on this stuff. But technically, I thought this was really, really good. Sometimes you overshot very slightly, but that was fine. And I liked what you did with it as well. For example, on the Get a Little Bit Stronger's, you actually made your vocals stronger and like brought the energy and made me like feel it, you know? And even though this is a 5-minute song, I wasn't bored or anything throughout it. You kept me entertained and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I absolutely adored this. I felt like you did a really, really solid job. There was a couple moments when you cracked a little bit in your voice.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out if you were doing that because your voice was, like, not feeling well, or if, like, you were doing it for the effect. Because, like, sometimes a voice crack can add a lot of emotion in a way. Like if you do it properly and, like, it falls in the right place, it can work. And... there was a couple places where I wanted you to articulate a bit more, which I wonder if that had to do with your jaw not opening well enough. But overall, I really thought this was a solid entry. Like, you had really nice emotion, and, like, yeah, it was just, like, a good job. I love this song. I, like, absolutely love this song. I just think it's so pretty, and I think it's, like, really powerful. So I think you did a lot of justice. I didn't notice your quality that much. Like, it sounded a little bit more, like, tinny, echoey than normal, but it wasn't, like, awful. I don't know. I thought you did a pretty good job of covering up the fact that you didn't have your mic, so. Valk, what'd you think?
My only note really was I wish you would have had a little more emotion on the verses, but, like, I kind of attribute that to, like, you not being able to open your jaw wide enough, because, like, like, it kind of sounded like you, like, weren't opening your mouth wide enough, but if your jaw was hurting, then that's understandable. Yeah, like the choruses I liked a lot. Well, I liked the whole song, of course. But like, your voice sounded really good. My favorite part was like the emotion on the choruses and how you like dynamically built it and stuff. I also noted like the voice cracks, and like I think the last chorus it was, you sounded a little pitchy, but like, yeah, that's like super nitpicking. I really liked this a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was so good. Yay.
Yay.
We can listen to Beloved Star now.
Woo.
She posted this song on YouTube, and I have been tempted to listen to it.
I know.
Yeah, she was a tease.
I know.
And I was like, oh, Sherry never tags me in things. What's this? And then it was her song, and I was like, no, I need to listen.
You're like, I need to know.
And I kind of wish she'd not tagged me, because then I was like, but no, I really, really want to listen to it.
I know, exactly.
I like clicked on it to see what the name of the song was and then turned it off like before it even started playing.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, I can't see this. All right, so we can finally hear the unveiling of her song.
The Waking of King.